It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, running is a sport that you can do with just some shoes and a little bit of time. But what happens when you push yourself to run even more, say 30 or 50 or 100 miles? We'll talk to a Wisconsin ultra runner about her experience. First, it's been 5 months since the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in Wisconsin's landmark redistricting case. And signs suggest it may be several months more before justices issue a ruling. Regardless of the outcome, experts say that makes it likely that a new map won't be in place for the 2018 elections. Sean Johnson reports.
On one morning last October, Wisconsin was at the center of the political universe.
You'll hear argument first this morning in case 16-1161. Gill versus Whitford.
The U.S. Supreme Court was hearing arguments in Wisconsin's landmark redistricting case. At issue is whether the legislative district lines drawn by Wisconsin Republicans in 2011 were so partisan that they violated the constitutional rights of Democrats. The court's conservatives, like Chief Justice John Roberts, sounded skeptical of the statistical evidence.
It may be simply my educational background, but I can only describe a sociological gobbledygook.
But the court's liberals, like Justice Elena Kagan, seemed convinced that the court should act now.
This is not kind of hypothetical, airy-fairy, we guess and then we guess again. I mean, this is pretty scientific by this point.
It was such a big deal that pop culture icon Arnold Schwarzenegger was there to watch the show.
Because we are here today to ask the Supreme Court to fix something that the politicians will never do.
But despite the fanfare, 5 months later, nothing has changed. Wisconsin's case is still sitting at the Supreme Court. And University of California Irvine election law professor Rick Hassan says there are signs that it may be there for a while.
I think as every day goes by without a decision from the Supreme Court in the Gill case, it becomes less and less likely that there would be new maps being used for the 2018 elections.
Part of the reason is that Wisconsin's case now shares the spotlight. Other states have their own high-profile redistricting cases, and the U.S. Supreme Court even scheduled oral arguments for late March in a partisan gerrymandering lawsuit out of Maryland. Edward Foley is an election law professor at Ohio State University.
The U.S. Supreme Court wants to take a look at both cases because it wants to see, hey, do we want to adopt one theory or the other theory or both theories or neither theories? If they're going to figure this out, it just helps them to have more options on their table.
There are key differences in the cases. Wisconsin's challenges an entire state legislative map. Maryland's a single congressional district. Loyola Law School professor Justin Levitt says it could also be significant that in Wisconsin, Republicans did the gerrymandering. In Maryland, it was Democrats.
It provides a little bit of assurance for the public that when the court is making these rules, it's not doing so because of its own partisan preferences. If the court hands down a decision addressing a Republican gerrymander at the same time that it hands down a decision addressing a Democratic gerrymander.
Experts say these are not easy calls. The Supreme Court has never struck down a redistricting plan for being too partisan. Wisconsin Solicitor General Misha Saitlin, who defended Wisconsin's map in court, says now is not the time to start.
Politics permeates the decisions that legislatures make, and so courts getting involved in that area would be quite extraordinary and quite disruptive.
Given the rest of its calendar, the court may not rule on Wisconsin's map until late June. Ruth Greenwood is one of the lawyers who challenged Wisconsin's map. She says the June decision still allows plenty of time to draw fairer district lines for this November's election.
Justice delayed is justice denied. You know, all of our plaintiffs and all of the voters of Wisconsin have had too many elections with unconstitutional plans. We have to change it.
But on this point, experts not connected to Wisconsin's case say that's unlikely. Even if plaintiffs prevail, they say new district lines likely won't be drawn until the 2020 election cycle. That would mean that the legislative districts Republicans drew in 2011 will have stood for nearly a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sean joins us now to talk more about the local and national implications of this case. He's our Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So Democrats probably hopeful that new maps would be drawn by this fall's election. Probably not going to happen.
At least the experts I talked to were pretty unanimous on this, you know, and they all kind of couch this in terms of, well, it's the court. The court could do whatever it wants to do. It's the United States Supreme Court. However, nobody that I talked to said they thought that new maps were going to happen in 2018. And so, you know, at least as far as they read this case, because of other steps that the court has now taken involving cases from other states. It's just not going to happen in any of these states that you're going to see a partisan gerrymandering lawsuit lead to new district lines in this election.
Let's talk about the process of drawing these maps. The legislature gets to do it. A lot of times in Wisconsin's history, that 10-year election happens to fall. There's divided government, so they have to negotiate or go to the courts or something. This time, Republicans controlled it all.
They did. So after the census is when this happens, because you have the latest up-to-date population information. And, you know, goal number one in theory is to have districts that are equal in population. And a lot of times this falls to courts because the legislature is divided, or, you know, the legislature is a different party from the governor. And so a lot of states, that's just how this gets resolved. But in Wisconsin, Republicans controlled everything in 2011, as they did in a number of states after the 2010 Republican wave election. And so Republicans got to draw a map that they liked in 2011. And that's been the subject of this lawsuit. It contends that it was so partisan that it violated the constitutional rights of Democratic voters in the process.
And that's one of the key points of contention in this case, right? How do we measure, in quotes, too partisan?
Yeah, where is that bright line is what the Supreme Court is kind of looking for. So in the past, this issue has been raised where somebody has said that, you know, the other party drew a map that took away the rights of the other party's voters because, you know, it's so partisan. And the court has come back and said, you know, it's mostly through Justice Kennedy, who's written on this, this is a serious problem, but how do we know when is, you know, too much? Now, how do we draw that line? And so this is really the latest attempt in Wisconsin and in other states to try to get Kennedy on board with saying, yes, now is the time that the courts need to step into this, because the next round of redistricting is only going to get more severe in terms of the gerrymanders that you're going to see.
That's Justice Anthony Kennedy, also known as the swing vote on many issues. And he was the one in the past has kind of put out this call, right, saying, yeah, I get the sense that it can be. It is possible for a map to have so much partisan bias that it would be like a racially biased map and subject to court review. Somebody's got to go out and figure out something that convinces me. How do we measure that?
And I think you would say that the case that Democrats brought in Wisconsin challenging these maps was geared completely toward Justice Anthony Kennedy, because they kind of knew where the justices who were nominated by Democratic presidents stood on the court, that those who have weighed in on this before are in favor of the court stepping in. They kind of knew where the conservative justices stood on this. That was kind of reinforced by oral arguments. You saw that 4-4 split. And then there's Justice Anthony Kennedy in the middle. And it was in 2004. He wrote, he was clearly troubled by partisan gerrymandering as a serious problem for democracy. But he was not ready to jump into it and say the courts need to decide when somebody's gone too far. Justice Anthony Kennedy could retire, you know, any year now. There's rumors all the time. And so this may be kind of the last shot for people who want the court to draw that line to get Kennedy on board.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about gerrymandering and redistricting, a Wisconsin case in the U.S. Supreme Court. Suppose the Supreme Court comes back and says, yep, we agree with the plaintiffs here. This is a partisan biased map. We want it redrawn. Do we have any idea what that process is? Does that mean it goes back to the legislature? Does the Supreme Court get to say who has the say?
Yeah, the Supreme Court would get to say who has the say, but it could be pretty messy. If you just look at what's happening, it's not exactly the same situation, but what's happening in Pennsylvania, for example, where a state Supreme Court has ruled a map unconstitutional and gone back and told the legislature to redraw it. And there's just a lot of back and forth there. I mean, you have institutions pushing back against each other. And so it might be that the U.S. Supreme Court would come, they would say to the Wisconsin legislature, draw a new map. For you and I to speculate what the kind of order it would be right now would be kind of difficult, but they could first go to the legislature and say, redraw this in a way that's constitutional. Maybe the legislature would get it right the first time. Maybe they wouldn't. I imagine that would probably be litigated and go into court, federal court, and then that might be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And there might be a lot of that going around.
Let me throw in another point of uncertainty. There might be a difference between a map drawn by the legislature as it exists now versus the legislature as it exists after the November elections and January inductions. I mean, maybe, and who knows, maybe partisan control of one of the houses would be changed.
It could be. And, you know, we're talking about the legislature here, and rightfully so, because these are legislative district lines and they originate from the legislature. But a governor has to sign a map, too. And obviously there's an election for governor this year, and Governor Walker wants to be the one there who is signing or vetoing any map, but it could be somebody else. That would also potentially throw a wrench into the plans.
And finally, these new maps, if they have to happen, they're in place for either two elections or one election. And then after 2020, we've got a new census and new maps again.
I know. That's what makes this so important. And, you know, why plaintiffs want this in place for the 2018 elections, because we are going to elect some state senators in 2018 who serve four-year terms, who, regardless of what happens in all this dispute, they will have a part in voting on the next round of redistricting. But really, most of the decisions will be made by people who are elected in 2020. And yeah, that's going to influence who is in control of state government in Wisconsin for the next decade.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to talk about Wisconsin's gerrymandering lawsuit and its effect on upcoming elections.